It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
The biggest secret in the entertainment industry that really wasn't a secret at all has finally been revealed to the world. The wall of silence has now been broken, and victims are coming forward. Our team has had, at this point, more than 3,285 individuals contact us with people claiming to have been victimized by Sean Combs. After vetting, we now represent 120 individuals who intend to bring civil claims in civil court against Sean Diddy Combs, as well as claims against many other individuals and entities that we will name as defendants as we file these individual cases.
This is going to be big. 120 people who claim that Diddy sexually assaulted them. Sexual misconduct allegations.
I think you can now just use the word diddled. Diddled.
Did he do it?
No, Diddy.
That's one of my favorites.
And it's not a question whether he did. He diddled.
You're just coming up with all kinds of words.
Sorry.
Before, what did you say? You said was Hezbollah. I said during the commercial break, I said, was that a Mark Cox original?
It was. It's no longer Hezbollah. It's Hezbollah.
Fun. And you know what? I gave you props for that. I think that was pretty creative.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now it's, well.
Oh, come on, Carl.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That one was.
Yes. So as far as the 120 people, okay, the breakdown they're saying is 60 males and 60 females. 25 of them were minors at the time, because these allegations cover a period from, I guess, well, pretty recently, back to 1991.
Well, at least discrimination won't be part of the claim. He was an equal opportunity diddler.
Mark, you just... Is this what happens when you don't get a lot of sleep, or...
I'm mentally exhausted this morning. And
Should we expect this for the next 3.5 hours?
I'll try to avoid it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
You're okay. I'm so curious to see the other names that come out of this, because this is going to rock Hollywood, potentially rock the political careers of some politicians who may have been involved in this. They're saying in the next month, a lot of these lawsuits that they're, you know, going to allege against him could be filed, meaning that information should be public.
Meaning the attorneys get to start getting documents and records and all of that stuff and going through discovery. That's when the risk of suicide by Diddy hits its peak, even though he doesn't know it.
Well, he's already on suicide watch, so once this all starts to come out, can you imagine?
Well, and my guess is these are probably not... Well, I can't say that. I wonder how many of these are names you would recognize. Maybe I put it that way.
I bet you a lot.
You think?
I bet you a lot.
Wow.
When I say a lot, I mean, I bet you there's at least a dozen high-profile names that are going to be involved in this. And I don't think it's just going to be Hollywood actors. I think it's going to be potentially politicians. I think it's going to be people that... It's going to shock people. That's my guess.
People who claim that, among other things, Diddy over the years did things like give them horse tranquilizer to knock them out and then sexually assaulted them while they were out. Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, that they were saying that he would spike drinks and the women would say they were basically unconscious. They didn't know what happened and they'd be sexually assaulted and, yeah, used horse tranquilizer supposedly with some people.
So he was like, was he a disciple of Bill Cosby or do we know if the two of them knew each other?
You know, good question. I forget about Bill Cosby and all that stuff, too.
Because he used the date rape drug, didn't he, effectively? Some kind of tranquilizer.
Gosh. Never take allegedly. A drink from Bill Cosby.
Yeah, thank you. Bill's transgressions would have preceded Diddy's, even if they started as early as 1990 or 91. Bill been at this for a long time.
Yeah.
So maybe he got his inspiration from Bill Cosby, America's father, America's dad.
I remember watching the Cosby Show growing up, and you're just stunned when you see Bill Cosby then, you know, in the prison jumpsuit. And, yeah, I think it's the same thing for Diddy, because I'm not a huge fan, but he has been transformative for the music industry. You can't deny that. The guy has won a lot of awards and, you know, has been, celebrated for his talent and the changes that he has brought to the music industry. And now you find out this. And I wouldn't be surprised if more people come forward beyond the initial almost 3,300 people. And, you know, the 120 people, well, that's who the lawsuit, the attorneys decided to represent. But there certainly could be more people who either have not come forward or the attorneys just didn't feel like there was enough to it where they could move forward. But that doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
Embarrassment is a powerful motivator. For a lot of these people who aren't suing him, if the truth comes out, it could end or damage their careers that they were there when this all happened and they didn't say anything. Like, for example, we do know that in the early 90s, J-Lo dated P. Diddy for a while. There are now allegations by Suge Knight, the movie producer. It's out in print.
Record producer claiming
that he warned Ben Affleck, you better dump her because some crap's about to come down. And there's even an allegation that he gave Ben Affleck some tapes of P. Diddy and J-Lo surrounding the time when, I guess, Tupac or the other rapper got shot dead and alleged that
Biggie Smalls
that she knew how that all went down. I don't know, but that's what Suge Knight is claiming now, that's why Ben Affleck dumped Jennifer Lopez.
Why they recently got divorced.
She was part of this circle when a lot of this stuff would have happened.
So she would have known about the potential or maybe witnessed some of the sexual assaults.
Have not known. Unless she argues that she was tranquilized, too. I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing, Mark. It's not even just, okay, maybe this person actually participated in some alleged assault, but kind of like what you said, how many more people are going to be accused of being there at a party or an event where you saw it happening,
Yes. You
knew it was happening, and you did nothing? Now, I don't know if anything would come of that, but that's still going to be a major hit for a lot of these people, their careers. But you think about, like, during the commercial break, Carl and I were kind of naming off some of these celebrities who have had these crazy allegations. I know you guys mentioned Bill Cosby, but you think about R. Kelly. You think about
Chris Brown.
And, yeah, for a little while, maybe it hurts their career. And in many cases, somehow they're able to bounce back.
Yeah.
Now, I believe in forgiveness. Like, don't get me wrong. Now, this situation with Diddy just sounds awful. Like, 120 people.
And that's just the ones that the lawyers are representing.
Yeah, those are just the ones that have been filtered by the attorneys as believing they have a good case.
Right, more people
so
could come forward.
There must be some evidence of it. It's not just he said, she said. In this case, that's a lot of he's and a lot of she's. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
60 each?
60 each, and ooh, 25 of them minors at the time. Like a 9-year-old.
And the question of these people is going to be, what did you know and when did you know it?
Oh, hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, LeBron James. What did you know?
LeBron James.
And when did you know it?
Ooh, I didn't think about questions. Yeah, LeBron James.
Yeah. All of these, well, a lot of NBA players.
Oh,
a lot of
athletes.
Music stars,
absolutely.
Of actors and actresses went to the big P. Diddy parties where they all wore white. And then God knows what happened.
I heard they'd go to these parties and naked women would just be walking around. I mean, the things that happened at these parties, I can't even, and really, quite frankly, don't want to imagine because this stuff is probably going to start coming out, and I think we're all going to be shocked, and people are going to be running to hide because their names are going to be exposed.
There'll be a lot of denial.
Attorneys, oh, yeah.
A lot of attorneys are going to make a lot of money in the next 12 months.
Yep.
I wonder why. Now, when you tell me somebody's on suicide watch, that means you're watching them so they don't commit suicide. Why would you not just isolate him in a cell where that would never be a possibility? Like, I know that that's technically the idea of suicide watch, but clearly Epstein's camera miraculously stopped working in the moment that he found a bed sheet long enough to hang himself with. Why would you not just put him in a place where that couldn't happen?
I was going to say, you'd almost have to not have a blanket, not have a sheet, yeah. Some straw. I mean, I don't know what you would do to prevent that, but... Yeah, I thought that was the whole idea, is you're in an isolated cell and they're watching you around the clock and they make sure there's nothing, like you're not going to have a pen to journal or whatever, because that, of course, could be used as a weapon.
Ghislaine Maxwell and P. Diddy, I both have big insurance policies, I'm sure, because they know it all. They know, they got the dirt on everybody, those two do.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.